Hello and welcome to the Goddess Life Podcast, a podcast to help you incorporate practical and magical things into your life to bring in more spirituality, more healing, more happiness, so you as a divine woman, as a divine feminine being, can live a life of empowerment and happiness. And I'm your host, Charisse Williams. I'm a holistic life coach and spiritual guide, and I'm so excited that you are here with me today. If you are new to this podcast, hello and welcome. If you have listened before, welcome back. I would really, really appreciate it if you could hit that subscribe button and subscribe to this podcast, as well as leave a review if this resonates with you, or if you enjoy this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. If you would like to find out more information about myself or read the blog or my services or anything else, you can head to my website. It's healingmoonlumina.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at Charisse Healing Moon. All right, so let's get into it. So today I want to talk to you guys about some quick and easy things that you can do in your life to bring about more confidence. So whether you are a relatively confident person or you are somebody that struggles a little bit with confidence in, especially in like social situations or when you have a task to accomplish, whichever end of the spectrum you fall on, these tips can help for you. Because even if you are a relatively confident person, you know, there's those times that we do our confidence wavers. There's those times that maybe you have to give a presentation or you have to get up and speak in front of a bunch of people and you get a little nervous and you could use that little confidence boost. And then there's also the people who it doesn't matter what's going on, you need some confidence. You know, you have a little bit of maybe that social anxiety or you just tend to doubt yourself when it comes to certain situations. These things I'm going to share with you, there's about five of them. They're quick, they're easy, you can do them anywhere, and you will see results. All right, so the first thing I want to get into is posture. So posture is, I don't think we give it enough credit or enough attention that it deserves. So like even right now, I want you to notice how you're sitting. Are you hunched over? Is your head kind of bowed? Are your shoulders down, or maybe they're even up and kind of tense? Is your back curved? Notice how you're sitting. More often than not, majority of us are sitting kind of hunched over. And if you think about it, in our day and age, I mean, we're usually driving a car, or we're looking on our phones, or we're typing on a computer, or we're just slouchy. We're a slouchy society. So it's not uncommon for us to not really have the best posture. So one of the quickest ways that you can bring about confidence is to have posture. I was actually at a woman's retreat recently, and this is something I've tried to do myself, is focus on my posture. But during the retreat, it was during a drum circle being led by a wonderful woman named Toni Keller. And she brought up the posture because when we were drumming, she asked us to notice how we felt. And I mentioned that I noticed I was kind of hunched over drumming. And so she brought up the idea of posture, and she had us all sit up and just notice how that feels. So right now, I want you to just sit up, put your shoulders down, relax your shoulders, put your head up, straighten your back. And it's just pretty much instantly you feel better. You feel more confident, you feel more prepared, and think about it, when you see somebody walk into a room, if they walk into the room and they're just kind of hunched over and they're all, not really standing up straight, they don't really command that presence. But then when you see somebody walk into a room, chest out, shoulders back, head held high, they just command, presence, and they just exude confidence. And so when we take on that stance, that confident posture, that confident stance, it instantly just makes our whole mind-body connection just feel more confident. So this is something, it's kind of an ongoing process. At least for me, I notice I have to constantly remind myself to kind of just check in and see how am I standing? How am I sitting? So I suggest you do the same just throughout your day, take a notice of how you're sitting, but especially before you're entering into a situation that you need some extra confidence, just take a scan of yourself and notice how you're standing and how you're holding yourself. And when you stand with that posture and you stand, erect, it just, you exude confidence. So not only does that, you know, having good posture exude the confidence and it makes us appear more confident, which makes us feel more confident, it also helps our breathing, which when we are feeling not the most confident or we're feeling anxious, our breathing kind of tends to quicken, or we do the shallow breathing. But when we have good posture, we can fill up our entire diaphragm. We can fill up our entire lungs, stomach, diaphragm with air, and we breathe more fully and we breathe more deeply. And when we have that, that fluid breathing, that just automatically makes you feel more calm, makes you feel more present, makes you feel more grounded, which all translates into helping you to feel more confident. So good posture, do the breathing. And you will just automatically feel more confident and more secure. That along with making sure, you know, doing the scan of your body to see how your posture is, you can also do a little mental note of your breathing. And if you notice that you're kind of breathing shallow, just into the chest rather than into the stomach, this would be a good time to tell yourself. You can even tell yourself breathing in completely and exhaling completely. And it really does help. All right. So since we are talking about our breath and kind of our standing, that leads into a couple of the other tips that I have. So breathing, I guess I kind of already just said that, just focusing on your breathing. So when you're feeling not confident and you're feeling a little nervous, you know, like I already said, it really kind of messes with our breathing. So just before your event that you are feeling anxious about, or just before whatever it is, or just you want general confidence, just focus on your breathing. And this would be a good time too to do some affirmations, which I'm going to get into in a moment, but they're not the affirmations I think you're thinking of. You know, you can do the breathing with some affirmations and just really feel that deep breathing. Another thing you can do is the power stand. This is what I call, this like my Athena goddess stand, because Athena, she's an excellent goddess to work with for confidence and for the solar plexus chakra, which governs our confidence. But this is sort of how I picture her standing, is the Athena power stand. And it's basically, you just stand with both feet flat on the ground, and your hands just right at your side, or even your hands on your hips if you feel so inclined to stand that way. Because this kind of goes back to the posture thing. Notice a lot of the time when we stand and we're not feeling the most confident, we usually have our arms crossed, or maybe we're fidgeting with our hands in front of us, or you know, we're kind of standing with more weight on the left leg or the right leg, or you know, we're not really standing very powerfully. But when you take a moment, if you can, even right now, you can do this unless you're driving or something, stand up. And do that. Kind of just stand how you normally stand and notice. You may even be slunched over with that poor posture. But notice how it feels when you stand, both feet flat, firmly on the ground, your back straight, your hands to your sides or your hands on your hips. You feel like a badass warrior goddess. And so when you have that stand, that power stance, it's so hard to not feel confident. It goes back to that posture. You know, you look confident, so then you feel confident. So that's an excellent way too, especially if you are getting up to do a presentation or speak in front of people and you're standing. This is an excellent thing to do. When you get up there, take note of how you're standing, feet flat on the ground, do the Athena power posture, power stand, and do the deep breathing. These things combined together, you're going to be unstoppable. All right. So I mentioned affirmations, but they're not quite the affirmations you may be thinking of as far as the, you know, I am confident, I am secure. Those are fine. Those are great affirmations and I use them a lot and I recommend them to clients and everything. But I recently heard a different way to do affirmations and I put it into my own practice and oh my gosh, I've noticed such a difference. So I was watching Marie Forleo, Marie TV, and she had a guest on there, Brendan Burchard. This was actually my first time hearing of him, but he is an author and he did a study on the most successful people and, you know, the traits and the qualities that they had. And what he found was, I'm kind of sidetracking here, but basically the traits and the qualities, they're not things that you're just born with. They're things that anybody can implement into their lives to be successful. But one of the things that he discovered was how the people talk to themselves. And they do, they talk in the third person. So it feels kind of dorky and kind of weird when you first start doing this with yourself, but it really is so powerful. And you don't necessarily have to verbally speak those out loud. You can just say it in your head. So say I'll use the example of if I was going to be doing, you know, standing up and speaking in front of an audience. I have social anxiety. That would personally make me very, you know, my confidence would waver a little bit and I'd be a little bit nervous. But preparing for that, rather than saying, you know, I am confident, I am a great speaker, I'm going to, you know, convey and speak my truth and relate to people and inspire people, rather than speaking like that of the I am, speak in the third person. So for me, it would be, Charisse, you're going to do amazing. You are an excellent public speaker. Charisse, you are so confident. You've got this. So basically, you're kind of talking like your own personal cheerleader and you're talking in third person. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like, if it's something within your conscious mind that relates to that better. But just even like do it right now versus, you know, I am confident versus your name, you are confident. And it just sounds more powerful. And it's almost like your brain can believe it easier. Because it seems like a lot of people, when we tell ourselves something, we tend to doubt it. But when we hear it from somebody else, it's sometimes easier for us to believe it. So when we're telling ourselves, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm confident, there's still sometimes that little voice in our mind that says, eh, but are you really that confident? But when we speak in the third person, you know, Charisse, you are confident. It's like it silences that little doubting voice in your mind because you're speaking directly to yourself. So as weird as that sounds, I mean, obviously it's yourself talking to yourself, but yourself doesn't doubt it. So I really, really urge you to give that a try with whatever it is in your life, but it's especially good for when you are preparing for something and you're really nervous about it. But I mean, you could use that for anything. You know, if you're trying to be more motivated to exercise every day, you know, you can speak in the third person and tell yourself that you are strong and you are motivated and you've got this. And you're basically being your own cheerleader, but it's really awesome. So that is like a freaking amazing way to incorporate some confidence into your life. And you feel confident too, just even right after saying it. So all these things, you can do them over an extended period of time. But especially if you need just some confidence, like right then, quick in the moment. So especially if you do all those things together, well, you're going to be amazing. So if you, you know, kind of try to keep an eye on your posture at all times, talk to yourself in third person, be your cheerleader, focus on your breath, do the power stand, you are going to be good to go. Especially if you do that like every day, you're just always going to have some confidence. So really quick, I want to touch on a couple of the chakras that can help us with confidence and some crystals and oils that you can use, because y'all know I like to use my tools and share some tools with you guys. So the solar plexus, like I mentioned, that chakra governs our confidence. So when we have kind of a more closed or blocked solar plexus chakra, we can really kind of start to doubt ourselves, have low self-esteem, have some confidence issues. So a great way to help that chakra is some visualization. So the color for the solar plexus chakra, which the solar plexus is about 2 inches above your belly button, you can envision the color yellow. So again, you can incorporate all these little tips and tricks together. So you could do the, you know, the posture with the breathing while you are visualizing bright, beautiful yellow emanating from your solar plexus chakra, and just really feel the warmth and the yellow and see the yellow, feel the yellow. I guess you can feel the yellow, envision the yellow there at that chakra. And that can really help to open up and clear out that chakra if there's any blockages. Another one that you can do is the root chakra. So you can envision, which is right at your tailbone, you can envision like a deep, bright red color. Is that right? Deep, bright? Yeah, that makes sense. Deep, bright red color at your root chakra. You can even envision, if you want, roots coming out of your feet and anchoring you to the ground. Because when we feel, and that's kind of what the power stand does as well. It's anchoring our feet to the earth. When we feel that connection to the earth, whether it's literally through our feet or visualization of roots connecting our feet to the earth, we feel more secure. And so we feel more confident. So visualizing the root chakra as well as the solar plexus chakra can really be helpful. And then some crystals and oils to use. Some crystals that are excellent for confidence are citrine. Citrine is, and I prefer natural citrine because there is the heat treated amethyst, which is yellow, and then there's actual real citrine. I prefer real citrine for the solar plexus chakra. So you could just keep some of that with you, especially if you are going into a situation where you need some more confidence. And keep the citrine with you. It's a great one. And then for some stabilization and to help you feel secure, any of the black stones, so like black tourmaline or black obsidian or black onyx, those are good to keep with you as well to help just you feel more grounded and secure. And then a couple of essential oils, the grounding oils. So any of the tree oils, so cedar, patchouli is another good one, although that's not really a tree, but patchouli is a good one. Those are two good oils that you can use, cedarwood and patchouli. Frankincense is also really good to help you feel grounded and connected. And then any of the citrus oils are excellent for the solar plexus chakra and for confidence. So grapefruit, lemon, lime, these are all really good for the solar plexus chakra. So you could even make yourself a little roller blend, put some patchouli and grapefruit into it, and then you're covered and you can just smell that prior to when you need to exude the extra confidence in your life. All right. I feel like I have rattled off 1,000 things and talked a mile a minute, but I hope that those tips and tricks help you to bring about some more confidence into your life. And that's all I got for you today. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.